It is must-have Friday, the iPad 2 and Nintendo's 3D games console both going on sale today. Shoppers, they're desperate to get hold of the latest games console, but it's also the day of Britain's biggest games jam. It's a 48-hour marathon where people create and play games and are in with a chance of getting their creation published and marketed. One Suffolk man who wants to get his computer game on the market is 30-year-old Andrew Goodchild from Bury St Edmunds. Andrew's on the line to us now. Morning, Andrew.
Morning.
A very special day today with the Apple iPad 2 and the 3D games console up for sale. There'll be a lot of people queuing up, I think, today and over the weekend.
Yeah, I know one of the people on my team on the game jam that you've mentioned was, she's coming from Scotland and she's going via London, and she was all excited that she's going to try and get one before she makes it today, so we might even get to see one later.
How important is it to get these things then as soon as they're on sale?
Well, for me, not so much, but there's always the early adopters, but who have to be the first to get anything. But the other major thing about the 3DS rather than the Apple device is that it's the first big full games device, games console launch in about 4 or 5 years now, since the last one was the PlayStation 3. So a lot of the people who do like getting things first, it's the first chance they've had to get a dedicated games console other than an update for about 4 years now.
That's interesting. I didn't realise it had been that long since a new one would come out. I mean, there was the Nintendo Kinecticy thing that was around before Christmas, wasn't there?
Yeah, the Microsoft Kinect. But that is, I mean, that was a big deal, but it was just an add-on for the 360. It adds loads of extra functionality. But as a full console, This is the PlayStation 3.
Now, tell us about your jam. What are you doing? How does this work? Britain's biggest games jam.
Yeah, the idea is we start at 6 tonight. We get given a theme so that we can't have prepared the game in advance. And it's supposed to be 48 hours, actually, because of the clock's going back. The timing means it's 47. But it's a case of being in groups of five. There's the various disciplines like artist. I'm a programmer, and then people doing design and working out how the game should actually play.
So you have a team?
Yeah, a team of five. Some of those teams are going to be made today, but I've already got some good friends who are doing it with me. So we're in a pre-made team, and the idea is to get a game made as quickly as possible. In the 47 hours, and hopefully to get something that's playable and fun in that time. So it means very little sleep and a lot of caffeine.
Is this just for fun, or is there a commercial aspect at the end of this? I mean, could, if you come up with something stunning, could it be picked up?
Well, from what I understand, the games that we make today are all open source, which means we would have to give the code to anyone who wants to look at it. That's what I understand. So, as in the product that we finished today, that would be the case. But that wouldn't stop us to work on the ideas if it was a good idea and develop it further and come up with a better game. And some of the people I'm in the team with today, we already make games together in our spare time to try and get better at what we're learning. And, you know, hopefully one of them we might even be able to get. You mentioned the iPad. The good thing Apple have done is democratized game making. You don't have to have a lot of money and a lot of good contacts to get a game out there and sold. You can sell your game on 59p for very cheaply on an Apple device, and it's best time now to release indie stuff than ever. You can do it all yourself.
Well, it's an amazing 47 hours that you're going to be facing. You're going to be very busy. And this is fun for you, is it?
Yeah. So
I mean, what's wrong? Do you ever just play games, or do you always want now to create?
I do love playing the games. I don't get as much time now. I'm doing more of the making. But it was my sort of love of playing games that drove me in the direction to make games. I wanted to learn programming and become a programmer, not necessarily in gaming, but it's my love of games that sort of has pushed me to that direction.
Well, good luck for the 47 hours. Drink lots of coffee. You'll be fine.